Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Under the current South Dakota Constitution, proposed amendments are often multi-layered, embracing multiple, though related, subjects. Signatures to get a proposed amendment onto the ballot move the entire amendment forward for voter consideration. Constitutional Amendment Z would change that process. Here is the Attorney General's explanation.
By law, any proposed amendment to the South Dakota Constitution must first be submitted to and approved by a vote of the people. Constitutional Amendment Z changes the Constitution to add the requirement that a proposed amendment may not embrace more than one subject. In addition, multiple amendments proposed at the same election must be individually presented and voted on separately. Vote yes to adopt the amendment. Vote no to leave the Constitution as it is.
Representative Mark Mickelson is Speaker of the South Dakota House of Representatives. He joins us to urge voters to vote yes on Constitutional Amendment Z. Representative Mickelson, welcome back.
Thank you, Lori.
All right, give us the history and background of where this amendment came from.
Yeah, we're looking for a way that voters can have a real crisp synopsis of what they're voting on. And, you know, with today's political environment, we've seen a lot of, both statutory amendments and constitutional amendments that have been promoted or opposed based on 30-second commercials. And so I think in the day and age that when those that came shortly after our founders came up with the idea of an initiated measure or amending the Constitution, they didn't envision today's word processing and computers and how long our proposals would get or how detailed. And so this idea is a pretty simple one. I think voters will know how they feel about it pretty easily. It's not meant to be hostile to amending the Constitution. I think it's a foundational document for sure, but it needs to move with the will of the people. And to clarify that people know what they're voting on, let's not have 10 ideas in one proposal. And we didn't invent the idea. We just looked around at other states that had an amendment process for their constitution. And this comes to us from Montana. And Montana said, we do want to allow constitutional amendments. We do want to allow them by initiated measure, but we want them to be limited to a single subject, because we don't want what's known as log rolling. And log rolling is the idea that says, hey, listen, I know you're for the right to vote for women, take yourself back to 1920, but you like to drink. But I'm going to combine prohibition and women's suffrage in the same amendment. And then you kind of got to make a choice. Do you like the right to vote more than you don't like drinking? And so you force people into a situation saying, well, listen, I like the one idea, but I don't like the other one. And this just says, separate them out, vote on them separately.
And to be fair, most of those constitutional amendments or initiated measures that we've seen are combining related ideas, not quite as drastic as the example. What about, the fact that people say, policy is complicated, and sometimes you need to have these two things that tie very closely together in one amendment?
Well, I just beware of, let's harken back to Marcy's Law. And I don't know if your listeners can remember that, but that was a fairly clear-cut 30-second Kelsey Grammer ad that said victims' rights. And we passed it overwhelmingly because no one spent any money against it. And then when we got it, we saw all sorts of problems with it. And Montana looked at that and said, Marcy's Law in and of itself is not a bad idea, but it embraced multiple topics, because you're getting into a defendant's right to due process unintentionally. And so those kinds of things need to be brought forward one at a time. And so, different people can disagree, but I do think it enhances the voter's choice. I really do.
Talk about, you know, with that as an example, talk about also the sort of payday lending that we went through with our last election. There was two very complicated, complex, and initiated measure, a constitutional amendment. I remember when we did those, you know, stories up to it, many people said, voters aren't going to understand this. It's trickery. And the voters understood very clearly what they wanted.
Yeah.
And separated those out on the ballot, I think, exactly as they intended to.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I don't think that example is applicable here simply because those weren't constitutional amendments, or at least I don't believe they were.
One was and one was not.
One yeah. was mm-hmm. and one was not.
The constitutional amendment failed.
Yeah.
The initiated measure passed. Yeah.
The initiated measure passed, and they didn't embrace more than one topic. They were, let's just cap, let's put a usury law in place. And so that's a great example of why people should be for initiated measure 24. Which would limit or prohibit out-of-state contributions to ballot committees. So I'd save that question for those
yes,
guys.
I'm sure we'll talk about that after a break here in just a minute. But to the point about Marcy's Law, you know, we came back and made adjustments to that. So the voters still got, in the end, what they wanted.
Time with out, Lori. You don't have any idea how much political heat I took over trying to force the amendment. And I will tell you this. I mean, I'm grateful that we made a compromise, but we had difficulty getting them to agree to amend it. It was only when we threatened to repeal it, because we had so many, the sheriffs and the state's attorneys. And so you do not want to pass legislation like Marcy's Law via a constitutional amendment. It's multi-part. It's a if you've got one idea, you know, and to run your idea, whatever it is, freedom of speech, freedom of run your idea, and let people have a really clear idea of what they're voting on. It's all about clarity, because you'll end up with, you know, 13 pages and thousands of words. And you know what? If your family is like mine, you get the phone call Monday night saying, hey, how am I supposed to vote on these? That's what happens to me.
That's why we're here on SDPB, laying out all the issues.
I hope all the voters are listening.
We thank you for joining us, Representative Mark Mickelson. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.